Yeah, Shauna Banda, this case is finally coming to an end. She and her lawyer finalized a plea agreement last week. She was facing 30 years in prison. Basically, the story is she suffered for many years with Crohn's disease, still does. She had 15 surgeries. There were a lot of pharmaceutical drugs involved, and none of which seemed to work. She found the cannabis oil in a vaporizer helped her condition. And her son was at school, and during a medical discussion, he told his classmates in school that his mother used cannabis oil to treat the Crohn's, and it had really worked really well. The Garden City Police Department, which is where she lived, Garden City, Kansas, executed a search warrant at her residence in 2015 and discovered the vaporizers belonging to her that were used for the purpose of extracting oil from marijuana, and it contained THC, which is legal in Colorado, not in Kansas. They arrested her. They charged her with child endangerment, since cannabis oil is illegal in Kansas. And as part of the deal, she had to plead not guilty to the charge of child endangerment, but she had to plead no contest to the third count of possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to manufacture. That's a level 5 drug felony. And in exchange for her plea, the state of Kansas has agreed to dismiss the remaining charges. Nevertheless, that she was making that for herself. She wasn't manufacturing it for anybody else. But this is the way we still have to deal with things here in the United States because of the legality of it in Colorado. I spoke with Banda last year. She came to Colorado. She was trying to move here. And she's now moved to Spokane, Washington, where, again, medical and recreational marijuana are legal. And she asked for the plea agreement, even though she thought that she would win the case, because if she won the case, it was going to go to appellate court, it was going to go probably to the Supreme Court, and it would take up another 4 to 6 years of her life. So she took this plea agreement. And I'm glad for her that she was able to come up with this so that she can go on with her life. But if this is still the way we have to do it, boy, we still have a lot of problems.
As part of the plea agreement now, she won't have a felony on her record, but that's what she was facing, and a felony conviction on somebody's life. A felony conviction can have massive implications for somebody's life.
Exactly. And I'm sure that that was part of her thought process too, was, you know, that this is going to ruin her life. This is going to complicate her life for years and years and years, maybe for the rest of her life. And it kind of points out that we still have those, that the fact that federal law and state laws are so different, we still have this impasse between states that are legal and states that are illegal. And it's just until that federal law changes, it's going to continue.
And then we have the situation where if she had been in Colorado, she would not have had any of this problem because it's completely legal here. But the fact that she lived in Kansas, that's why she was up against all of these legal issues.
Well, there's also the fact that she came to Colorado to try to live and was unable to do so because of the cost of living here. She was unable to find a job. You just can't. A lot of people think you can just pick up and move somewhere else. That's not as easy as you think, especially in Colorado right now with the growing population in Colorado. And I'm sure that's why she finally chose Washington. This upends her life. She's moving away from the from her relatives, from the place that she grew up. She's upending her son. This is going to cause disruptions in her life already, and yet she's willing to do that. And I think that people are going to have to face up to that. That's what this is still all about.
People can read about that and more at scentsymag.com. Catch the hard copy of Scentsy Magazine at newsstands around the metro area. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.